broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman. Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello, friends. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight. It is a beautiful, beautiful Thursday here in Cullman, and unfortunately, we had to have a hurricane, you know, come through the southern states and to cool our weather off. And definitely thoughts and prayers going out to the people south, because there's been some real true devastation. It can bring a lot of stress, and stress is one of those lifestyle habits that when we have consistent stress in our life, it can really affect our health in respects to our physical body and our mental aspect of everything. So hopefully people can, stay strong mentally, and that will help them physically through when times get hard like this. So I'm Sandy. I'm a certified lifestyle coach. And about 7 years ago, I was able to start my health journey after spending, decades dieting over and over and over. It's like every Monday was a new diet that came along. And it wasn't until I actually got kind of like a blueprint, a path of what lifestyle actually meant, that I was able to really gain momentum and catapult my health and life into a whole different area that also has put me in the position of being able to be in a seat even wanting to talk about health and hope for people. And I love that I get the opportunity to do that, because there is a whole lot out there in our world, and it's not positive. It's really, when it comes to wanting to find a path to health, there's nutritional pollution everywhere, and we can start chasing so many different paths that just and help us end up a little bit more unhealthier, a little more heavier, and it's kind of a drag, unfortunately. But we all want to be, do, and have more. That's what I've learned on this journey, and I certainly do. But sometimes it comes to the point that we have to be the be to do the do to have the have. And we got to find a way to make those things happen. So what I want to open up tonight is to let you know that you can call in 256-737-9505. I'd love to join you in conversation in respects to health. And you can catch me on path-changers.com. That'll link you to my Facebook page. And then I'm also on Instagram as Health Coach Sandy Seibert. And I know there's, definitely different paths that can get you to your goal, but the goal also needs to be something that you can live with long term. And what I found is not a temporary quick fix, but it actually is a life fix. And it's helped me and so many people that I know be able to catapult their life into a whole different wellness arena. So, all right. I think I gave the number, but if not, I'm going to do it again. 256-737-9505. So we're going to talk tonight about emotions, and really how emotions can be a very invisible force in our health. They can either, really hurt us, or they can really help us. And the traditional picture of health is incomplete. And the thing that's great, though, is the medical community is slowly changing course to recognize that reaching optimal health requires caring for our bodies and our minds. Because there's so many times, and still, I'm still amazed after after this path that I've been on, I still talk to people who only think there's two elements to a healthy lifestyle, and they think it's how we eat and move our bodies. And they think that most of the time you've just got to go kill yourself at the gym to be able to get to the place that we want to, you know, that we strive for. But that's just a piece of the puzzle. That's the mechanics of it. And really there's 80% of it that's mindset that needs to take place. And mindset has to do with being right in the moment. Mindset has to do with our emotions, and it has to do with kind of sometimes taking a look at what we think we know and stop living life through our past and being able to make a shift that way. And it's hard because sometimes getting out of that comfort level, that comfort zone, it, even if it's for a great reason, our mind will still let us know, hey, there, this is weird. What's going on? And this is not comfortable for us. So our mind immediately is going to scramble to help us think of every reason why we need to stop doing what we are doing and head back to status quo. And that's just kind of how it works. So Our bodies need healthy foods and healthy exercise, but if we do not optimize the way our brains process the world around us and ultimately make choices that are in favor of health, unfortunately, we can easily make those choices that are in favor of disease, and then we cannot hope to achieve, let alone sustain, optimal well-being. And our emotions are a powerful unseen force, and they influence every corner of our well-being. And in fact, some research even suggests that the root of disease and poor well-being can actually be traced back to our emotions. So when our emotions drift out of alignment, we begin to make progressively unhealthier choices, and then that soon becomes a habit. So think of how many people respond to stress. You know, most of the time, and it starts at a very young age. A lot of times, you know, something happens and you got to go out for ice cream. Or some people might just sleep late just to kind of bypass what's going on. Maybe even binge watch television instead of, you know, taking care of some things that need to happen in their life just to zone out. So our emotions affect us every second of every day. And they are the energy that directs every aspect of our life. And they're deep, they're ancient, and the central role in directing our brain and mind is only just, it's just only unfolding in our growing understanding in this whole area of neurobiology. So it's very young that we're even starting to connect how all of these things work together. And when functioning as designed, our emotions connect with our biology and our behavior into a beautiful resonating kind of a song that flows through our body and creates a sense of well-being. So we have all felt it at times, and it really is a beautiful thing, and we wish those moments would last forever. And unfortunately, really, less than 5% of people, that's not a lot. So if you think of everybody in this world, less than 5% have developed mastery of their emotions so that they truly have a calm. They have that the calm, and they can focus on that to be able to let their mind be a dominant force in their life. Because most of us are being led by patterns and habits in our subconscious. And the sooner that we can awaken to that and start to recognize what those patterns are and what those habits are that we want to be able to shift and change, the easier it will start to be. But it really takes being mindful and catching ourselves. To be honest, I spent years feeling like I didn't have a choice in my situation with my health because I just felt like if I could just stop it before it starts, you know, if I could just not eat the cookies before, if I could just figure that out. And I spent years not understanding. And now that I've been able to go through this journey and start to learn that I really do have a choice. And along that, there's several steps along the way that a choice can be made to change the direction of that outcome, probably 20 different times leading up to actually eating said item, the cookies, the pizza, the ice cream, whatever that might be for you out there. So there are so many, there's behavioral change all along the way that gives you an opportunity to choose a different outcome, but it's not being in that comfort zone, and it's wanting to be more mindful about the direction that your health is going in. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk here on Live 95.5, Coleman's own independent radio station. We'll be right back.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, thank you so much for coming back and holding this conversation with me. Our call-in number is 256-737-9505. And we're talking about emotions and health and all of those great things. I want to kind of take you through, I'd like to offer this up to anybody who's interested. I have got just a fantastic ebook available. And it's all about figuring out, like, where are you? Where are you in your journey of health? Whether you haven't even ever thought about it, or you might have, you know, really been trying to make some changes, but, haven't been able to get where you want to go. So this book is just great because it helps you break those habit loops, and it also has a fantastic, well-being assessment in it too, to find out where you are in respects to living your optimally healthy life, because we can all be a lot healthier than we are currently are. So I want to take you through, this is called The Process of Change, and it starts with decide. Decide that you want to improve your health and your life. And in the very second this occurs and you choose optimal health, you change your orientation. So that is where you begin. You have to decide. And then you can start. So in the beginning, you simply have to start paying attention. That's what we were talking about before the break. You've got to start being mindful of the situations in your life, and you have to start paying attention to the daily choices that support the essentials of well-being. And what's really cool is in this book, there's an outline and a blueprint of a long-term strategies and a sort of map to help you navigate your transformation. So once you have direction in the key areas that determine your new optimal health path, it's a matter of making sure you understand those daily choices that support and determine your well-being. Because if you don't know what to do, if you don't know the mechanics of what you need to do on a daily basis to get you to a better place, you're just going to stay stuck. And that's what I did for years and years and years. So, and the key to lasting change is to minimize the effects of previous behaviors while building new behaviors that support your overall goal, which is to have the control to be the creator of your health and your life. We all want that, but gosh, boy, are we certainly, we're just certainly kind of a slave to our surroundings and what's advertised to us and everything else. I just noticed in the past few days on Facebook, they are now advertising prescription drugs in the newsfeed. So it's just, to me, it's so disappointing because that's coming at us everywhere. And there's, I don't know. It's just kind of a bummer. So now that you know where you stand in terms of those desired outcomes from the optimal well-being, excuse me, from the optimal well-being evaluation that you can check out. Gosh, I need a prescription for my voice. Just kidding. Woo. But that's what this book, that's what this ebook does. It breaks down
this 15 minutes brought to you by Dasani Water.
Gosh,
you need a break?
No. I just got something kind of crazy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
If you ever wondered what live radio was like, there you go, right?
That was it. Wow. I shouldn't have said Facebook, I guess. I don't know. Okay, so anyway, it's all about finding out where you are, and then that will help you to start build the foundation for better deciding the direction of your life. But it's all about knowing. It's like if you have a GPS and you want to get to New York, you can't just put in New York without that GPS knowing where you're starting. So that's why this well-being assessment comes in really handy, because it gives you a real strong gauge about where you are. So then the next thing is to start to work on developing those new habits. And once you know where you're going, your choices will be guided by what you want. And at each little fork in the road, you can have the opportunity, like we talked about, you're going to be more mindful and you can make those decisions that's going to lead you in the right direction. So let's just say you made a decision that you are going to try to move your health forward. You probably, let's just say you want to lose 25 pounds, and what that 25 pounds is going to bring into your life by having it gone is you're going to have more energy. You are going to be able to go hike with your kids this fall, keep your grandkids and get on the floor. It's going to bring probably better sleep into your world. Probably going to let you not take those heartburn pills you've been taking. It's going to bring a lot more confidence, probably a great holiday season, because you're going to be able to wear some outfits that you haven't worn in a long time. So once you can start to focus on what you want to create and what direction you want to go in, if you are going out to a party and the only thing to eat at that party is pizza, but you know that by making that choice in that moment, you are going to jeopardize all that energy that you're gaining. You're going to jeopardize wearing that outfit that you want to wear. You're going to jeopardize probably making memories with your family. And when you start to compare pizza to all of those things, there kind of isn't a comparison. And that's the place that we want to get to, where we can start letting those things that we want to create in our life drive us. So at that point, each little fork in the road, you're going to make that decision that will help lead you in the right direction. And that's going to make it easier because you're selecting the choices that are going to align with your long-term goals. And your baby steps towards optimal health, as small as they may seem, they are going to add up and they're going to help you gain momentum. And what really is awesome is the most powerful thing is consistency over time. Even if it's the smallest habit, just doing something consistently over time reaps huge rewards. It's amazing. So, and then because every choice you make has a consequence, creating optimal health comes down to making the right choice. And then the problem is you do not necessarily get immediate feedback on the choices you make. So it's kind of like if you go out today and you're going to, or go out tonight and you're going to go to dinner and you think the choice is either like a grilled chicken salad or a greasy cheeseburger and fries. You know, in that moment, by choosing that salad, you're not going to have instant weight loss and you're not going to have necessarily instant energy from it. And if you make that choice of the cheeseburger, you're probably going to have some immediate gratification. Like if you went out and had cheesecake today, because you're seeking that immediate gratification. And unfortunately, those choices aren't going to have really any long-term negative, not going to have an immediate negative impact on your health and weight. But if you really become aware in the present and you observe how you felt after you ate that burger or that cheesecake and relieve the immediate desire, you may actually see its negative impact and how it affected, it could have affected your work or your energy level or your sleep. And thinking in that moment, just bringing mindfulness to that moment to let that be your guide for your choice. So it just is about being almost leading from the future, thinking in the future. What do you want to create? What do you want things to look like? And allowing yourself and your mind to not be emotional in that choice, not let your emotions dictate your choices. And it's hard. We live in a kind of like we in this day and age, we live in a tough area. And I know that 80% of our choices are supposed to be healthy. That's what they talk about, that 80-20 rule. 80, you're supposed to be healthy, and 20%, then you can do what you want. But unfortunately, our world is not set up like that. It would be awesome if it was, if we didn't have to worry about it, because 80% of the choices out there were really good for us and only 20% were bad. But I would venture to say it's flip-flopped. And I would even go further and say that like 90% of our choices only serve our ill health. And maybe 10% serve our health. And so it really is up to us to make that decision and seek out those choices that are going to help us be better, be, do, and have. They're going to help us be more. They're going to help us do more, and they're going to allow us to have more in the long run. So that's my talk tonight, hopefully to try to inspire somebody out there. And this is a great time if you're even thinking about getting healthy, or you're just thinking, you know, right now I want to hold what I got. I want to go through the holidays. I don't want to be that average. I don't want to gain weight. I don't want to feel cruddy. Now's a great time to hunker down and just focus on the choices, because I can tell you this, I've had lots of holidays where I went through them and I was miserable because I ate everything I could, and I've had the holidays where I've been mindful. I so much more enjoy the energy and the season when I'm feeling good and enjoy the people around me, because I'm making healthy choices that support the long-term goals. So if I can help you in any way, please reach out to me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com, or look me up on Facebook, and I'll be glad to send this ebook your way. Stay tuned. You're in for a treat. We got the Big D Radio Show coming up next. And don't forget, your health is your wealth and your lifestyle is your medicine. So have a great week. Stay healthy, and we'll see you later.